in church, burdens are lifted. Hallelujah. I don't care what you came carrying. Today, it must be lifted in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It has to be lifted in church. There is a divine exchange. We come to exchange. He says, take my yoke. Why? Because it is light. Exchange it. Take mine. Leave yours here. I usually tell you about a lady, you know, in Africa, from one of the tribes in Uganda called the Bahima tribe. This lady gets onto a bus carrying her luggage, and she steps into the bus and keeps on carrying her luggage. And people wonder why she's keeping on carrying her luggage. I said, lady, you have come onto a bus, there are racks there, why don't you stack your luggage or into the rack? And she says, you guys are crazy. You mean you cannot even feel for the bus? The bus will carry me, and it also carries my luggage? No. I have to help the bus by keeping my luggage on my head. Hallelujah. She forgot that, you know what Jesus said. Come to me, all who are what? Weary, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest is given in church. In this country, I really wonder. I really at times, you know, feel sorry for people who do not know the Lord. People who do not know the Lord. People who don't go to church. How do they manage? No wonder they are on drugs. No wonder they are on alcohol. Amen. But there is also some Christians who just come to church. It's in their system. It's in their system. Just come to church. That kind of Christian also misses out when they come to church. They are like that woman who enters the bus and she keeps on carrying her luggage. She is in the church, but she's still with the luggage. That's why even when the praise and worship is going on, some people are just like, what is going on? Why is everybody so excited? Hey, why are people even crying? You know, they are aloof because they have come to church, but they are not there. They are on that bus, still carrying their luggage. And yet Jesus Christ says, come to me. Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In a church, problems are solved. Problems are what? Solved. Yes. Our God is the problem solver. We just sang that song. He is the what? The way maker. He's the way maker. He will make a way for you. You didn't hear me. With that issue, with that problem, he will make a way for you. You cannot make your own way. He will make a way for you. Only he can. Not your intellect, not your money, not your connections. Only God. Only God. He will do what? Make a way. You know why? Because he has done it before. He has done it before. We know. We know that he can make a way because he has done it before. And guess what? He will do it again. Amen. He has healed before. He will do it again this morning. If you are sick in your body, he will do it again. He has paid off debts this morning. If you are in debt, he will do it again. Hallelujah. He has given people jobs. If you are looking for a job this morning, he will give you a job. He will do it again. Hallelujah. That's why we keep coming. The devil is a liar. He keeps on telling people, do not come to church. What? What's the use of coming to church? What's it? Vital sign number one, like I said, and I'll continue saying later on. Vital sign number one to know whether a Christian is sick is when they start skipping church. When they wake up in the morning and begin to debate whether to go to church, you are sick. You are sick. The way forward, where we are going, the word from this pulpit is going to be tough. It's going to be hard. We are going to start eating bones. Are you ready for bones? Yeah? Are you ready for bones? We are going to start saying it the way it is. Somebody say, If you wake up in the morning, are you listening to me? And you look outside the window and it's very cold and you begin to debate, should I go to church or should I not go? I can worship here. I can worship, you know, I can watch TD Jakes until you is sick. That is vital sign number one, that you have lost the temperature. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. He was glad. He was excited. He was over the moon. He was elated. Oh, my God, I'm running out of words. Somebody help me with words here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. He was exhilarated. Come on. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. He was over the moon. When they told him, let us go, where? To the house of the Lord. Some people are happy when they tell them, let's go to the pub. I was what? Glad. When they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You need to be excited every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. You have no clue. Every morning on Sunday, what happens? I wake up and I am glad. I am happy. I am going to the house of the Lord. Because I do not know what he may do for me on that day. I don't know what he has in store for you. You have no idea what he has in store for you. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. And listen. Even more often than not, when God does something in your life, he doesn't even show you. He doesn't even tell you. Mountains move before you knowing. Right now, ahead of you, there are things that are shifting. whatever the enemy had laid for you up front, he has removed right now, right now, right now. He's saying, my child came to my house. My child honored me. My child woke up, traveled all those miles and came. I know she was tired the whole week, but she came. Therefore, I must come down for her. Hallelujah. I was glad when they told me to go into the house of the Lord. The church. I'm glad I came today. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I came. And because you came, we must sing that song. Because I came, I will be blessed. I will be blessed. Amen. 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 Why do we come to church? The church, number one, is meant to go. It's meant to go. That's what Jesus Christ said. You know, go into the world and do what? And make disciples. As a church, we're meant to go. We're meant to go. So every time you go out on from Sunday, go with your phone. How do you go with your phone? Text somebody. Call somebody. How are you? Can you come to church? You know, invite somebody whom you haven't seen coming to church. Get to somebody. There we are on social media. You can even go, just right now here, you can go across the pond. You can go to Africa as you're just right here, just by your phone. Get on the phone. Call somebody. Encourage somebody to come to church. You are going by that. By so doing, you are going. Hallelujah. The church is meant to educate. Education. Education is not only in schools. By the way, education never stops. Hallelujah. Education never what? If you fail and stop to be educated, you are dying. You are dead. We never stop to learn. So we come to church to be educated. Amen. Once a person accepts Christ, they must be taught. They must be taught. That's what he says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. He says, go. Somebody say, go. We are meant to go. Go, therefore. That's another message. Go and make disciples of how many nations? All nations. How many nations are represented here? Many. All here. We have many nationalities in this place. That's why I keep saying, and I will keep saying, we are not a Ugandan church. Get that out of your mind. If you are from Uganda, I am very sorry. We are not a Ugandan church. I repeat, if you are from Uganda, I am very sorry. We are not a Ugandan church. You are from Uganda, but we are not Ugandan church. We are an international church. We are building a multicultural church. That is why we must be oversensitive to other people whilst we are speaking. That's why I do not encourage and I do not want Uganda at the end of the service. Come on, come on. Let us just be inclusive. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody be diverse. Come on. Not everybody understands your dialect. Some of you will come to me speaking Luganda and you will realize that I will reply to you in English. I am trying to send you a message. Speak English politely. I mean it. I am trying to send a message to you. Can you speak English? Amen. I said earlier, the words from here are going to be something else. But we must know that in our system. You know how many people have come in here and gone back? Never to come back here. Just because we have not upgraded. We think we are in you. Listen, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. Mm-hmm. You are a Ugandan, but you are not in Uganda. You are a Tanzanian, but you're not in Tanzania. Hallelujah. Let us be, you know, all nations. Somebody say all.
All.
Yeah, all. Somebody give the Lord a clap offering for that. Disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe. The word is teaching. Do you hear that word? Teaching. What am I trying to do here right now? I am teaching. So we are being educated. Now we've got Christians who come to church and do not want to be educated because they think they know too much. I can that young boy that I've just prayed for can stand here and I will listen. Because God can use anybody. Did you just hear that? You and I, if we are going to be the church, we need to be teachable. Somebody say teachable.
Teachable.
Yeah, teachable. You need to have an open mind. Whenever you come into church and open those doors, leave your subjectivity out and come in with objectivity, with an open mind. Hallelujah. Receive the word. Receive the word. Let down your guards. Go back and chew the card and look at the word and study the word later on, just like the Bereans did. Amen. But as you're listening, open up. Let the word come in. Let the word come in. Be objective. Be teachable. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come into church to be taught. That word teach appears about 216 times in the Bible. And listen, the word preach only appears about 175 times. So we don't come here to be just preached at. No, 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 no. We come here to be taught the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three, we come to be edified. 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 The weak knows how to steal and milk energy out of us. So at times most of us come here and we are tired. That's why Jesus said, come to me all who are what? Weary and heavy laden. We are tired. The week has been so terrible, so gross. Things have happened. So we come to church. Why? Because we want to be edified. Somebody in this place needs to be edified. And may you be encouraged. The Lord is with you. Now, I'm gonna just say that word for the people who will be listening on the tape because you are not here. You people who are listening on the tape, the Lord is with you. The Lord will go ahead of you. The Lord will make a way for you. The Lord will never leave you alone. Now you come here, look so sanctified and you know, and holy and dignified, and you sit in those chairs as though you are nuns and fathers. Come on, come on. We are in church. We're in the house of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5, 11, 12 says, therefore, encourage one another. Encourage one another. When we come into church, we come to encourage each other. Build one another, just as you are doing. Build one another. Build one another. We are building each other. Building each other. Building each other. I want you right now, right here, if... And when the Lord gives you grace, 20 years from now, you must be better than you are today. You must be better than you are today. You must be one of the best preachers in town. You must be one of the best preachers in town. You must be one of the richest women, one of the richest men in town. You must be better. Hallelujah. Somebody say better. You must be better than you are right now. So we come to build you. That's why we are here, to build you. Build you. Build you. Our mantra is changing lives, building dreams. Did you know that? Shiloh Tabernacle exists to do what? To change. Somebody say change.
Change.
Now say it like you believe it. Change.
Change.
Now that word is going to be a constant here. Change.
Change.
Yeah. Got to be changing every time. How many of you put on the dress that you have been putting on the whole week this morning? You changed. Did you change?
Yeah.
So change is a constant. We need to be changing. I need to be changing this character. This character has got to be sharpened. I've got to be changed. Change is a constant. The only constant should be change. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So do not be change averse. Changes will happen. You will come here and find, one time you will come here and find the chairs facing the other way. See, hey, what has happened now? There has been change. Another time you will come and there will be no chair in here. Hey, what has happened? There has been change. That service, maybe the Lord told us to sit on the floor. What will happen? Will you run away? Change. Somebody say change.
Change,
change is going to happen. And it will. And it must happen. Amen. Now change in you, in your life, has got to happen. Change in the way you speak. Change in the way you interact with other people. You've got to change. Changing lives and doing what? Building dreams. We build one another. We build, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet and let's transition into the next.